You'll never guess what Michelle said.
The Bachelor is such a effed up organization.
Nate is such a...
Brandon is such a classy dude. Like, I can't believe she didn't pick him.
We all love Rodney. He's the best.
Joe and Michelle are Minnesota royalty.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Nobody You Know. I hope you are having a wonderful morning or night, wherever you're tuning in. Anyways, let's just get started. So grab your cup of coffee, tea, water, whatever you want, and let's start chatting.
This is an exclusive episode. Like, how do you say? Yeah, exclusive. And it's just a bachelor episode.
Bachelorette. Get it right, get it tight. Yes.
Okay, this is one of our favorite topics here among us. It's a religious activity we do week after week.
Embarrassing, but true.
It's very true.
Every Saturday night, we watch it on the dot.
It's our favorite pastime.
Yeah. Yes. Tradition.
It is tradition.
And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I've been watching it since the beginning of The Land Before Time, like since the very first season ever. So they don't even know that's like
true
prehistoric.
Fan. You are a true fan.
An OG right here.
Yes. I'm OG. I'm the oldie of the group.
They got us hooked to this show. Yeah. I have never seen this show before I met them.
I've actually never even heard of it.
Me neither until I met her. So like
you're the problem.
Wow. Apparently I am the toxic it's called good toxicity.
But look at it now. We're all hooked on it, and we all enjoy it. So it's a good thing.
We're going to start with a little theme that we play in this season. So, you know, as you know, in the Bachelor franchise, they have certain words that say in every single season.
Well, no, I don't know if people are actually that aware.
I think people are, because as we saw it in the in the first episode of this season, when the guy had his notes about the Bachelor and what to say and what to do. And this is what I get the more screen time.
Right.
So I think people are aware.
Do take notes.
I think they take notes on like what the show is about and how to like win at it, et cetera, et cetera. But I've never heard anyone talk about this topic before. And there's a lot of people who have podcasts about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and the whole Bachelor Nation. I think we're the first people to talk about that. That's why this is like some really good stuff right here.
We played this little game.
Right.
And please continue, Gus.
So our little game was to see how many times are they going to see the word
vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Yes.
And we made a little bit like each one of us say how many times that we're going to say it for the full season. Mm-hmm. So I started and I say 63 times.
Mm-hmm. I said 78.
I believe I said 87.
I think so. And I think I was 54. And I feel like I'm embarrassed by my guess because, like I said, I've been watching the show since it started. And this whole vulnerable word thing is something that's been bugging me for the last, like, 8 years. Like, when I used to watch it with my best friend, like, I would just get so angry because by the time, like, one episode would be over, I'd be like, if they say that word one more time, I'm going to literally jump off a cliff. And so that's how the whole idea for like counting how many times they say this word.
Yes. And like I understand sometimes the word is necessary, but there are moments when you can say other type of things.
Right,
like, you know,
words.
I really wanna be open to you. I really wanna be
expressive.
Fully invested in this situation.
Yeah.
I wanna be expressive to myself. Mm-hmm. I wanna
be raw. I wanna be open.
I wanna be raw. Yes.
I wanna be sensitive. I wanna be emotionally exposed to you. I want to lay my heart on the line. I want to,
yes,
like, you know, there's so many other ways to say
it. They only say, I'm vulnerable.
I doubt they even know how to spell vulnerable. Like,
well, don't ask me because I'm the foreign.
Well, I mean, that's fair. Like, I wouldn't expect you to know.
It's just not a word that on the daily that we use. So for this show to use this word so many times, it's incredible.
Right.
It's,
and I understand like one season, one person, but it's every season.
It happens in every season. Every cast.
Every cast. That's the thing. It's every cast.
It's like everything. They put it in the contract. You have to say this word this many times. Unless you're not getting paid.
How many times they're saying it. It's literally ridiculous. And I think when we zoned in on it, like especially when I like brought it up to you guys, then it's just like you start noticing.
It became
it
so noticeable.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And it's a little bit like when you notice someone says the word like a lot. And then the second I mean, we all do it. But the second that you notice that, you can't.
You're
going to
hear the
end,
like, and, like, you know, like, you know.
Like.
So I don't think
we'll get into that one soon.
I don't think we've told y'all what the final number was.
Let's go into the final number. What was the final number, Ash?
Drum roll. The final number was 74 times. 74.
74 times in the full season.
That's insane.
Yes.
Even Nala's mad about it. She's like, what the hell?
She can't believe it.
It's kind of like an average of 7 times per show, 7 times per episode.
Yeah.
Right.
The most they said it was episode 6 was 12 times, and then the final episode was 12 times.
They definitely love that word.
It's a very used word.
I'm going to send them a freaking thesaurus. Let me just tell you. But we had a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun.
Counting that. And
it's a little game now.
It's a little game.
We're going to keep doing it.
And you can also play as a drinking game. So, for example, like if you're watching it with friends or with your besties, whatever it is, you can just simply have a glass of wine or anything or chat. And every single time they say the word, go for it.
It's a way more fun game than the other stupid bachelorette games they have out there.
So go for it.
We had fun.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to do it again.
Aside from vulnerable, they also use, remember we mentioned something about blindsided?
Blindsided.
We didn't count that one this time.
But one, they say the most when it's the girl. So when it's the actual bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or they say it a lot in Bachelor
in
Paradise.
Bachelor Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is interesting that it's like different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But vulnerable, without a doubt. It's in everything.
Yeah. It's in everything. And maybe when one of those people watches this podcast, they're going to, you know, stop saying it so much.
Thinking about
it. Just kidding. I hope they can take this as a learning lesson.
All right. Do we want to keep going on? Like, why don't we start a little bit at the beginning of the season? Like, 30 Men with Michelle.
Yeah.
Because this is about Michelle, right?
Michelle Young being such... First of all, I love that they
loved
picked her. We really like Michelle Young. She's a educated,
gorgeous.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. I mean, we love the way she speaks and carries herself. I mean, she's such a confident woman. Like, you can't unsee that. That was, like, one of our favorite things about her. And still is.
Yes, it still is.
Yeah, I think I really liked that she... Not to go back to like words and stuff, but like you said, she's so eloquent and genuine. Mm-hmm. And when she would ask questions, they were very specific questions to the guy that she was speaking to. And you could tell that she genuinely wanted to hear what they had to say. Mm-hmm. And especially if they opened up and they were vulnerable. She really like spoke to that specific thing, whatever it was that they brought up, and had like the exact right words to say, but it didn't seem like she was just saying the words. It seemed like she genuinely
didn't seem cliche. It didn't seem like she was rehearsed or she was like saying the same thing to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think that was very good. Like she meant every single word. She meant everything she was, and she was really there in that process. I don't think she was sometimes with this guy, okay, I'm gonna tell him yes, that's great. Oh, yeah, we love to go outside. You know, like it was really into what the life could be. And I feel like it was more meaningful than some other people.
Yeah, totally.
She was really invested in those conversations. Like you could see her. Like she would, I mean, every time she would reply to these like very like thoughtful stories and like when they were explaining their childhood or like personal experiences, like her reaction towards that and how she... It was just meaningful. It was genuine. It was thoughtful, and that was what like one of our favorite things about her. Like she was when she's listening, she's truly there. Mm-hmm. She's engaged from beginning to end, and that's what we really liked about her.
Totally. Mm-hmm. What about the men?
The men, they were interesting. Wow. They were like a wide variety.
Yeah. I feel like it started kind of weird at the beginning. I was like, ugh, this is not going to be a great season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And then I feel like they started to develop better. Mm-hmm. And there were some great men in there who I believe were there for true reasons, for real love.
They seemed less ghetto, too, than some of the other men. And like Katie's season, she didn't have great options.
No.
And Tayshia's season, not super great. I could see why she was, you know, so confused, because like she had a lot of like really good guys there.
Once their personalities
that seemed
really
to be there
shown
for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like, let's start maybe talking about like the ones who like didn't make it quite as far, but like they stuck out.
They stuck out.
So there was the one guy that you really liked. Well, we all liked. What's his name?
Romeo.
Romeo.
Romeo. Awesome name, by the way.
He was just cut too short. I feel like Romeo. We barely got to like see him or hear him, or
yeah,
I feel like he would have been a great candidate for Michelle.
They look very good together.
They would look like supermodels together. Yeah. Like seriously, so attractive. Yeah. But he was pretty quiet.
He was. Probably that's why happened to him, because also there is a lot of footage that we don't see, a lot of things that we don't see.
Yeah.
So probably he was a little too reserved for her and didn't open up. Mm-hmm. Wasn't as vulnerable.
I was just gonna say.
He wasn't his.
I feel like we're going to break the record of the full show.
And this podcast right here.
I mean, I get it. It's a hard word to replace, but maybe it's more like there's phrases that could replace it as opposed to words.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Totally.
Anyways.
Yeah.
What about like, you know, Maluma?
Okay, so we have this thing.
This thing. Yes.
I kept seeing some of these men, they kind of were giving me familiar
faces.
And I said, Martin, he kind of looks like the Walmart version of Maluma.
Yeah, so Martin's the one from Miami,
he's
right?
He's the one from Miami. I don't know if it's because he's from Miami or the blonde tips, but no disrespect to Maluma or Martin whatsoever. But
if you guys know who Maluma is.
Yeah, and I was like, he kind of gives me that.
I think it was the haircut.
It was the hair.
I think
the blonde
is the
tips.
Haircut, yeah.
I don't know.
It was exactly the same haircut Maluma had at the time.
Yeah.
At the time. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, another lookalike, and we'll get into him later, but we saw that Nate with a Y, looks like the Walmart version of Chris Brown. If you see it, let me know. If you see it, you see it. I don't know what it is with these men that kind of look
like
them.
We can't be the first people to he looks like him, but like you didn't read anything. Like literally, I kept being like, why does he look so familiar? And she just like
nailed it.
Honestly, guys, look at Nate
Look at Chris Brown.
His Instagram name is King Something. Look at his face, and if he looks like Chris Brown, let me know.
He straight up looks like him.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe
that's why we like had prejudgmental things about him
maybe
a little bit.
Because
but at the same time, maybe
like he's a girlfriend beater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
that's also why Michelle really was into him.
Maybe that's why he's the winner.
Yes,
maybe.
I mean,
and he's tall.
He's tall.
How tall is he? Did anyone look it up?
I never looked it up. But
I'm gonna look it up.
I'll look it up.
My guess is she's a basketball player, so she's tall.
And she's used
like
to being around tall people.
She's probably used to being like a tall girl, or like she doesn't ever feel short, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So like for her to feel like a tiny short girl with him probably made her feel like, ooh, he's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
But before we go into him, let's go into Rodney.
Let's go into Rodney.
Real quick. He's 6'8".
Wow.
He is tall.
Nike.
I know, because we were saying like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, because TV, you can't really tell.
So they must be shooting down on him.
He's 6'8".
Like, and not
eight.
Us.
Oh, wow.
Because, like,
wow.
He didn't look... The
he
way
looked,
they filmed...
No,
he looked
he
tall,
looked
but
really
he didn't
tall.
Look like a freaking giant. Like, 6'8", that's like, close to 7 feet tall.
Right. He's
tall.
Yeah,
maybe. Anyways, we weigh on
okay.
him. Let's okay. weigh
we'll,
on
we'll
him.
Get into him in just a few.
Let's go back.
Let's
go
back, to
back in time.
Rodney.
Rodney from Rancho.
Oh my
Chacamonga.
Gosh.
I love it.
Did you look it up? How did you finally say it right?
I love the freaking name. See, the second he came in
like,
and
I
saw Rancho Chacamonga.
So now you can't say it.
I loved it.
You said it right one time and then
what
you went
mean?
Back to saying it wrong.
Well, how is it say?
All the season we've been watching it, you're like the Rancho Chicamonga.
Because I was making fun of it.
Oh, I thought you literally couldn't say it.
No, I was making fun of the thing.
I never understood
no,
that.
No, I love that. I love that name.
Because I mean, I love it too, but I just thought you couldn't say it.
No, I was making fun of it.
That's hilarious.
How funny.
Oh my God.
Anyways, we love Rodney.
We
love the apples.
I think everyone loves Rodney.
The apples.
I love
the apples.
His natural.
I didn't like the apples. I'm sorry. I like Rodney. Don't get me wrong. And he's not the only one I despise. I don't like how they always are feeding each other things.
It's not about the feeding thing. It's about the sweetness of the apple thing, like the romanticism of having that connection through the apples. It's not just like, you know, like, they are feeding each other. No, that's not. It's about like that little detail of they have that connection through the apples. Like whenever she's going to see an apple or whenever.
The meaning
think
behind
of
it.
And she's always going to see apples.
Dun, dun, dun.
But, you know, I think he was a great person. Yeah. He was a true man.
Very humble.
Very.
What really struck me about him was how supportive he was towards Michelle. Like, he was just so supportive. Like, he's the boyfriend that he won't let you go by yourself. He just seems like such a supportive guy.
And he's the kind of guy that, like, would live to, like, take care of. And when I say take care of, I don't necessarily mean, like, financially, but, like, that probably, too. Like, he literally is, like, the ultimate gentleman.
Yes.
Right.
And, like, like, if once he chooses to love you, he's not going to stop loving you ever. Mm-hmm. Even when you're a fat old lady, it's not going to happen. Right. Like, he's still going to love you.
Right.
That's the vibes he gives off.
That's it. That's it. For sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's why I think all of America loves Rodney.
Yeah.
He was just a stand-up guy. Like,
he really was.
Really, really, really good.
She really, like, inspired. Like, that's why I find it so interesting that she, like, has this story of her past where she felt like the underdog or that like no one noticed her, because I find that so interesting to how she is now, because it seems like most of the guys that she had on her season, like every one of them just like literally like worshiped the ground that she walked on. It seemed like she just like brought out people's good sides,
right?
Like, because we'll talk more about Brandon later, but like same thing with him, like that guy lived to take care of her. You know what I mean? And she just, like, the fact that she had all these men that were just roll out the red carpet, I'll let you walk on me.
Literally.
Like,
it's what she inspires. Yeah.
That's a very valid point. She, for a lot of men, I think they learned a lot with her in that sense that she wants to be seen. She was saying that every woman, you know, whoever they end up with, they want to be appreciated. And be seen and not be forgotten. And I think that's what the men took from that experience. Like, okay, you know, it's not just when we're lovey-dovey and that's, you know, in that in that phase in our relationship. It's all the time that I want you to be present. And I think that's what those guys got from that experience, which is very important. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Very, very important.
What about the one guy, sorry to backtrack a little bit, but going back to... Martin from Miami, right?
Martin from Miami.
You brought up something funny about how, like, we don't necessarily like...
We didn't love him. We didn't have anything like, oh, he is right or something.
Yeah.
And I think, how can I say this without going into, like, wrong things? I think when he talked to her and he say about the Miami thing, the high maintenance thing.
Oh, the high maintenance thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like, she didn't interpret it wrong. But he also couldn't articulate that well either.
I think,
And, you know, like, I don't think he meant women are high maintenance. He didn't mean it that way. It's just some type of woman. And I'm not saying everybody. It's so hard to say it because you don't want to stereotype. You don't want to offend anybody. It's a hard topic. It's kind of, you know, like talking about politics or talking about saying there's so many things that cool different people view in different things. And he said it as offensive. He said it like every woman is high maintenance. Yeah. Every woman is wanting to be taken care of. And that's not what he meant. He just meant like some women in some particular cities, in some particular parts of the world, could be very materialistic, could be very like, you have to take care of me because you are the man, you have to pay for my house because you are me, you have to give me the Gucci bag because you're me, you have to give me the heels, or all of those type of things. I think he couldn't say it right, and it's very hard to say because the second you say something wrong, it's like,
Right.
Ow.
And then, yeah, like, to make it even more interesting, we were watching this new show. What's it called?
Selling Tampa.
Selling Tampa. And there was a girl on it. And she say, literally...
She said exactly what he meant. She was like, I just want a husband that pays for my bills, a husband that pays for my heels, that I don't have to do
anything.
She
said that if her boyfriend proposed to her with a diamond that was too small, she would just be like,
not today.
I'm not going to marry you today. It needs to be bigger. Uh-huh. And like, she ironically happened to be from Miami. And it was just like, or from, I don't know if it was from Miami.
Yeah, it was.
But like, it was just like, I think that's kind of what Martin was trying to say.
That's kind of what he meant.
Right.
And like, it's unfortunate because, you know, like when you see those little things, he exponentially grows it out and pulls it out like, women from Miami are like this, you know, or like the same thing with men. The man who is a football player is a player.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's like all these stereotypes. They just one person who does it in national television or national teams exponentially brought it up and categorizes you.
Yeah, and I think I wish like women would stop saying stupid shit like that, especially on like national television, like you said, because it does make other people generalize that we're all like that and we're not. It's like you said, it's one girl probably out of like 500 that
you
feels that
it.
Way.
You nailed it.
And then now all of a sudden it's like everybody thinks that's like how we all are. Oh,
right, correct,
you know?
Correct.
Exactly. So anyways, we went slightly off topic with that, but I just wanted to bring
it up. That is a good that is a good thing that happened in The Bachelor.
Right. What about the guy who took notes? We do have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? See, no one even knows.
No. Yeah, nobody knew me. It's because he did it wrong.
It was it was just very suspicious having those written notes and have it all typed out. And then his excuse is that his friends watched the show and so they were giving him pointers. They were giving him pointers on how to give him more screen time. I mean, everything about it just rubbed everyone the wrong way.
I mean, not to bring Nate again yet, but he also didn't watch the franchise. He also did. He was there.
Apparently he didn't.
So it's like, clearly you can do it without.
You can do it without.
It's also sad for this guy because, like, he actually was one of the better looking guys.
Yeah, he was.
Like, if you're just basing it off of looks. Like if she hadn't
stayed longer,
if she hadn't found that, if the host of the show, Tayshia and Caitlin hadn't found that in his room, he probably actually would have gone really far.
Really
he didn't need the notes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right,
like,
right.
Dude didn't need anything. Mm-hmm. Why are you so desperate? Right. Like all you have to do is be yourself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going there to find love, you don't need notes. You just have to present yourself and give it your best and hope that. Hey,
it
works out for you. Yeah. That's it. That has nothing to do with notes. I mean, that was just odd. It was weird.
Again, I want to talk about this. How can we do it fast? Because I know we're just going to go on and on. But one thing that I do see happening throughout like the history of the show, the entire franchise, is like how it is becoming like this popularity contest, and the people that do come on more and more often, they're just doing it to become an influencer, to become famous.
And for the clout.
Like it's because there's the social media aspect of it that was never part of it in the beginning. It used to be like, you know, was no social media back in the day, and there was no dating apps online. So if you wanted to meet someone, like this was like a weird way to do it, but a way to do it. Where am I going with this? Oh, just like the fact that they're like giving them money now, like for down payments on houses and stuff like that. It's crazy to me. It makes it seem like it's less about love now and more about money.
It's about money.
I think low-key, I think it's becoming a networking marketing kind of thing for everybody. I mean, once you're on that show and if you don't end up with engaged or whatever, you can become a social media.
You have deals, you have all these things.
The next day you have thousands of followers on Instagram.
I mean, talk about
you have ads and
that goes to
and then you can quit your job and move to LA and
move
have
to
an
LA
agent.
Or New York and have an agent. Literally.
Loki, well Brandon and what's her name wanted to
do? Oh my god, Piper.
Piper. Mm. That was their like
that was their excuse.
You know, so I feel like this show it's like a job fair. To get something out
of
it.
To become famous.
So it's not necessarily for the person.
No.
So I think it's really weird.
You know, it kills the franchise because it's about finding somebody. It's about finding love. Even though it's a weird situation. and it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you get to the end, when you get to those three people, it's like, this person is probably in love with the three of them.
Yeah,
right. I think that's why this season, and we'll get to that juiciness at the end, but, like, that's why this season was so heartrending, because it's the first time that I feel personally, like,
there was true feelings.
There were true feelings for the first time in many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, and I think it shocked everyone, because I think we're so used to now just seeing, like, mediocre, fake love, uh-huh, where you can just see through it. You're just like, dude, you're just doing this to be famous. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Please. Mm-hmm. Just stop lying to me. Mm-hmm. You still watch it because it's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
But
it's
you
drama.
Don't get emotionally invested like we all did this time. Like, right. We were literally cut up.
Yes, we were really, like, into it.
You were crying.
Yeah. Like,
yes. It was hard.
I think...
I was crying. We were all
because
crying.
Because when you're dealing with someone's emotions, that's where things are a little effed up. Like, mm-hmm, someone's emotions, really, like, that's hard. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. That's really, really hard. Mm-hmm.
It was totally real.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard. Because
I think Joe, Brandon, and Rodney, especially, like, mm-hmm, they were there for her.
Her.
Right.
I don't think they were there for the money,
no,
the fame.
No, they didn't care about being Instagram famous. Mm-mm. Or like, mm-mm,
so let's
at least that's what it seemed like. If they were at the beginning, they really got into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's go into Joe. Let's go into
brought
Joe.
Him up.
You guys, I really pictured Joe and Michelle as Minnesota royalty. I saw them like as the Obamas. Like, I saw them as Michelle and Barack. Like, they looked so good together. Like, so good. I just everything was there. It was just there.
It was like hashtag love and basketball.
Yes,
it was perfect. Like, you could see they're going out just to go play basketball. Their kids learning to play basketball from there.
Either play basketball with their kids or like basketball and then making love. Like, that's how I saw it.
I could see them taking them to basketball practice. I could see it all. Yeah. We saw the future with them. That one's, it's still
it
hard to swallow
me.
That one.
Yeah,
it's really,
definitely.
We're not over it. Clearly, we're not over it. But
I'm trying to figure out for me if it was just like the image of them together. Because, like, but they did have great conversations.
They have
too.
Good conversations.
And they understood each other on that, like, sports, like, basketball level that, like, we're all professional ballet dancers. And so we, like, when we talk to each other about what we do professionally, like, the other person gets it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if I go out on the street and talk to some random person, they might like respect or admire what I do, but they don't get it.
They don't understand.
And I feel like they had this like rapport with each other they just got it.
They understood each other perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what's really hard for us to like not get and not understand. Like, you guys understood each other like perfectly.
What
like
went wrong?
I mean, wasn't he crowned like Mr. Basketball of the state of Minnesota and she was Miss Basketball? It was like,
it was just meant to be.
It's perfect.
It was perfect.
And like,
it was
I feel like the things that were probably missing are the things that are going to come into the relationship later.
Eventually?
When they get married, when they get together, when they actually get to live that private life or like that real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know what happened there.
I haven't brought this up to you guys yet, but do you think that maybe there was a tiny subconscious small part of her that wanted to reassure like everyone watching that she didn't choose him because she knew him prior? Like, do you think she was like worried they're gonna be like, oh, she picked him because she knew him before?
No, I don't think so.
In the beginning, I thought it was weird that he had come on the show. We really thought it was weird because I'm like, oh, they knew of each other, which was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But then once the season started, playing episode and episode, we were like, oh, okay, it's not that weird anymore. I just let it go. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten completely that they had messaged each other and that didn't work out.
He ghosted her.
Prior,
That is
well,
fucked
maybe
up.
That, maybe she couldn't get past that.
Maybe she couldn't get past
maybe
that.
Maybe that was like the tiny thing, because like I know she kept saying she's falling in love with two people at the end, and like maybe she was falling in love with three people, and like she literally was like, you know, he has this tiny flaw. What? Why are you guys laughing?
No, because she was making noise.
Oh, Nolly, did she fart?
No. It's okay.
Oh, that's funny. So I was maybe that was like his one flaw, and she couldn't find something in there.
We'll never know.
Well, I don't know. I feel like personally for me, I just felt like he wasn't as open.
Vulnerable, you mean? He wasn't vulnerable?
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like she was more
trying yes. to get more out
and
of him.
And he was more like, but he was calm and like,
but he was fine. Into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if he wasn't into her,
he wouldn't try.
I would have understand she not picking him, but he was into her and he wanted it. And yeah. he tried. And he tried.
He's so serious.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. I saw it. I think he was just way too calm. And like he was like
his personality, he's yeah. a very reserved person.
That's
he's
what
a
it
very
is.
Reserved yeah, person. And I think that's not everybody's cup of tea, no. clearly. But for him, it's just, that's just how he carries himself. He's uh-huh. a very reserved person. He's not a flashy person. He's not one to be outspoken. And so I guess for her, she wanted more out of him. He tried, though. He really did try. And I think
he tried.
And I think that's also valid. Like mm-hmm. we have to also salute him for that. Like, he was trying. And he was there for, to us, it seemed like he was there for the real reason. I think mm-hmm. he was there. He was genuine.
I think he was.
No, I mean, he was talking yeah. about, like, I can see a house. Children with
I can
her.
See us buying a house
like
in the Lake
Minnetonka
or something
like
that.
Places because they live in the same, right. same place. And I was even thinking that's going to be so awkward when they and her like walk down the street and they see
bump each other.
Surprise!
I hope Minnesota is big enough so they're like.
Oh, Minnesota is huge.
Okay, good. Because that was like
that would be guess, that would suck.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyways.
But anyways, let's move on yeah. into our second runner up.
This one's hard, guys.
Okay.
This one's hard.
Our own Portland.
Our own Brandon.
Brandon
is just the best.
The best. I love him from the beginning. His mm-hmm. charisma, the way he carries himself, the way he talks.
He's like he looks like a boy, like in a cute way, mm-hmm. but he has like the heart and the maturity of like an old romantic. Honestly.
Like, don't let the baby
like
face fool you.
He's like a classic man, like, you know that song?
Yes. I'm a classic man.
Like, he literally, like, he has an old soul in yes. this, like, boy body, and he's so sweet, and
so
oh my gosh, like, so
a gem, a literal gem.
I haven't seen anyone be so romantic on mm-hmm. the show.
Mm-hmm. Romantic, mm-hmm. but in, not just in a cliche way, mm-hmm. or like, I'm gonna do this because that's gonna, it was genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I love the phrase he say at the end, like, I put my, your happiness is above my happiness. Like, I put you
that
first.
That letter?
Yeah.
It's like,
that was hard.
He totally mean it. He didn't was like, okay, I'm going to say this because this is going to give me the most views or this is going to give me. He truly was there for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't believe 1 second he wasn't there to find love.
No.
He was there for it.
Yeah.
Like, he was there for her and yeah. only her and to be the top. And, like, she will have been, every single day, she will wake up and make her feel like she was a queen.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You made a very good point. Like, he did things, and not because, this is going to be a point higher than Nate, or, this is going to take Joe out of the race. Mm-mm. He didn't do it for those reasons. He did it because I want Michelle to know that I'm here for her mm-hmm. and that I'll always be there. I mean, everything he said was just
everything.
It was confirming and validating how his love, how he felt towards
yeah.
her. And it was, it's past genuine. That's just like Michelle's favorite word, authentic. He was being his authentic self. Yeah. And it was, I think it was true love, guys. I think we saw true love there and mm-hmm. it was literally crushed. And that was the hardest
was
thing.
So
I've
hard.
Never
hardest
seen
to
anyone
watch.
Break down like that on the show. I've seen a lot of crying. Like, guys have cried before. Girls have cried mm-hmm. before.
You can't
not
make that
like
up.
This. Like, he was literally, like, vibrating. Mm-hmm. He was so upset.
You can't make that. He was not acting. You cannot make that up.
That
you
was
cannot.
Heartbreaking.
It was, that was
and
the hardest thing.
Even before he got his heart broken, like, the part, like, I knew how he felt, like, right, like, you could feel it
you
through the effing
it.
TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, when I really, really got it was when he was looking at the rings, whereas, like, Nate went in just like, this ring, peace out. He, like, tried to chest pump, like, Neil Lane, which I thought was weird. Anyways.
Yeah.
but he, like, is looking at the rings, and, like, the way that he expressed his love to Neil Lane was so beautiful and so real. And then, like, his hand was shaking when he, like, opened the box to, like, pick out the ring that he wanted. Like, that's how much feelings he freaking
had. And only that, he also say, this is the ring that represents Michelle the best. Or, like, mm-hmm. she thinks, so that was the best thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like, oh, this looks great. This is big enough. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
he meant about her. It was about her.
Yeah. I mean, even her parents loved her, loved him. He was everyone's favorite. I mean, she got the okay from her parents. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that he's the one, I mean, come on. I mean,
I mean, we knew that she was fighting
against
the internal monologue going into her head because, like, you could tell she wanted to listen to her parents because she respects them so much. Like, it's clear that she really values their opinion, but, like,
her heart said something else. Yeah.
And she knew she was going to go against it, but, mm-hmm, like, you mm-hmm could tell she was trying, she tried for a second, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Like, and even, like, his gift, like, of bringing her dad the swim trunks.
Yes. The swim trunks.
So cute. Yeah.
It was
like,
so cute.
How, like, that's so much better than, like, bringing flowers or, like, mm-hmm, a bottle of wine or something. It's like, here's something, like, that is a private inside joke only between us. Like,
yeah,
the way that they were vibing was so cool.
Yeah. Even their families were going to get along with each other.
Yeah.
His parents also like to fish like her parents. Like, they were just, it was so good too. Mm-hmm. That's another one that it was meant to be. If it wasn't Joe, it would have been Brandon, and mm-hmm, we would have been fine with, yes, it too.
Right.
I think the moment I knew she wasn't going to pick him is when in the fantasy suites, mm-hmm, when I think it was Nate, or I don't know who was the one who said, I think he said to her, I love you. And she says, I definitely love you.
That was
when she says, I definitely love you, I knew it was mm-hmm over.
Like, that was the key.
Joe and Brandon have no...
She was like, I'm falling in love with you, or I think I'm falling in love with you.
Yes, she didn't even try to say it. Like, she was like, I'm falling, you know, like, mm-hmm, I think she was reserved because it's kind of what she said yesterday in the final rose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I just I had to express how I feel because that's what I felt and I meant it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she was conflicted in saying it because it's national television. Right. It's, you know, like, you don't want to say I love you to three different people.
I want to talk about the whole I love you thing. It's always bugged me in the Bachelor franchise how people, like, throw that word around. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are. Like, do you think you can fall in love with more than one person at the same time?
Yes.
And if so, do you think it's fair to communicate that? Like, in my opinion, this is my opinion purely. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be better to keep it to yourself. And then when you know you're going to pick that person, then be like, I'm in love with you. You could be falling in love with multiple people, but maybe you shouldn't tell them.
No, I disagree, mm-hmm, and I understand what Michelle did. And it's because you are doing this thing that is already out of the world. Because mm-hmm you, in the real world, you're not going to be able to date 30 people or 4 or 5 or 20, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So for her to be able to get closure, for her to be able to move on into the next relationship, in the mm-hmm one that she actually wants to follow, she has to be completely open with all of them and mm-hmm tell them how she truly feels. Because if she doesn't, mm-hmm, in her next relationship, the one that she married or whatever, she's going to always be in the back of her mind. I never told him how I truly feel. What if I told him how I truly feel and it changed or reciprocated emotions? What if I didn't say this or that? So when you say fully, you know you give it all, mm-hmm, and it didn't work out. So then you are ready to move into the next phase.
But it's different because she knows she's not going to be rejected by them.
No, it's not about that. It's about, but she's going to get the closure.
Why does she need closure?
Because if you don't get the closure, you're never going to be happy with the next person because you're always going to be wondering, I never truly meant what I say. I never truly say the right words.
But then there's the flip side argument where it's like, shouldn't you reserve those very special words for the person that you're actually going to marry? Like, should you just be saying it to three other dudes before you get there? I don't know. Like, I don't think it necessarily would have changed the guy's feelings towards her. Like, they already felt that way. So I don't get why she would have needed to tell them.
It's
like,
because it's about her. And she has to be able to do it because she's the one who is in love with three people. The guys are just in love with her. Yeah. They don't have two people as well.
Mm-hmm.
If this was a three-way situation where it was three men, three women, mm-hmm, then you shouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oof. Hearing your both point of views, I think it's very conflicting. I can't really choose.
No.
I can't really side with one.
You make sense and you make sense.
Because you make sense because you reminded me about Katie's season. Yep. Katie didn't say I love you to everybody too. She mm-hmm. I remember her saying, I like to say I love you to the one and only mm-hmm. person. She has mm-hmm. said something along those lines.
And she is not with that person.
I respect that.
And she's not even with him. Go figure, right? But I also see what you're saying too, that the possibility mm-hmm. of falling in love with two people and having the closure and saying I love you, and so they can know, and that she can also know that too, is also true mm-hmm. too. So,
but in some ways, I feel like it makes it even worse for the guy.
It does make it worse for the guy.
In the end, people are going to be hurt.
But they already, that's, I know they signed up the for
thing.
It, but still.
That's the thing, and that's the effed up situation about this whole show.
And yet we keep watching it.
And I keep watching it, but this goes to show how this show really messes up with people's emotions and psychological states. It's not good. It's not good. I mean, I wouldn't recommend putting myself in that situation.
And I think they're always shocked when they do get
blindsided.
They're blindsided because I think... You can tell yourself a million times, like, I'm expecting that I could get heartbroken. I know I signed up for this. I know everyone in the world is watching me. People from other countries are watching me. Like, but I still think even if they, like, mentally prepare themselves, they still are shocked. And that is how Brandon looked. He literally did look like someone just...
He really thought he was the winner.
Because he really thought he was marrying her.
Because he
made
he
him feel that
mind,
way.
In his mind, he knew he gave it his all, and he knew that that was the best. He knew that. He knew that in his mind.
And I think he also knew the second she didn't pick him, he knew he had nothing to do. Because he knew that their relationship was so good and so everything that he knew it wasn't because she didn't love him. It was because she loved the other guy more. And he says, I have nothing to do with that. I cannot compete with that because she's never going to love me as much as she loves him.
And that's pheromones. Yeah. It's got to be pheromones for the Nate.
So, yeah, I feel like it's so...
You can't compete with that. You can't make someone love you.
Again, in the final rose, you can't force someone to love you. The best thing that he said is when he talked so well to her. He did so well, but the best thing he said was, you know, I don't understand how you questioned him so many times about...
He literally said when they met up, quote,
it seems like you had to push Nate to love you multiple times, end quote.
Yes.
I wrote that shit down.
And he never had to... She never questioned why he fell.
No.
Yeah.
And I think that is so ridiculous.
This is when he needed to see someone else's point of view after the season when they met up with each other.
And she avoided the question. She didn't reply.
She didn't reply how he wanted to.
For once.
I think.
Wait, what did he ask her again?
He wanted to know, like, why? Like, why him?
Why him
and not me?
Right. When he was saying,
she went all over the world.
Yeah.
She doesn't know why she didn't pick him.
For once, Michelle didn't have a direct
answer. That's what I'm saying. For once,
she didn't have a direct answer.
For that one, she didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she is so... I see a side in her that I don't like as much as all the other sides. Because, like, she acts, like, worshipful in, like... And I don't... This might make people upset. Like... Almost like she idolizes Nate. I don't like how she acts around him. She acts like he's God's gift to the world.
Because that's how he acts.
I don't see them as equal. Like, they don't seem like equal partners.
Compatible.
She seems like, oh, hail Nate. Whereas, like, with her and Brandon, it seemed like they were just, like, on the same level. And I did write down one other thing that Brandon said that I really liked because you're so on point. Like, he was so respectful. And he could have been mad, crying, angry, whatever. I've seen other rejected guys on the show in the final rose act that way. But he was just super classy. But he did say one other thing that made me proud of him because I felt like he had those two assertive moments where it was like, okay, I'm not going to be a carpet for you to just, like, walk over. The one thing that you already said. And then he also said, I felt like my love was overlooked.
Overlooked.
Yes. Overlooked. Yes. Oh.
He was overlooked multiple times.
Because if you go back and just watch the whole thing, time and time and time again, he pulled her aside to tell her how he felt, that her feelings were more important than his. He wrote her letters.
He always pulled her first.
He always put her first. And, like, meanwhile, Nate can't even tell her why he is even in love with her or her parents.
That was the biggest difference between Brandon and Nate. When they had conversations, Michelle had conversations with Nate, it would be about him, about his, about what he's feeling, what his thought process was. It was never about her. With Brandon, it was a joint conversation about each other, and it was very different the way their conversations, at least what the show showed.
Yeah, at least what the show showed. That's the other thing. It's so hard to also, for example, us as spectators, to judge or to think about the situation because we don't, we are not there the 24 hours they are playing. Right.
We have to assume that they're going to pick the good moments.
No. That's the problem with editing. You don't pick the best moments all of the time. You pick the moments that are going to confuse the most, or you pick the moments that are going to be the best to see through the viewer, not through the relationship. And unfortunately,
but there's also the flip side that like maybe that was his best, and that
could be all. If that's his best, that would be very sad. No, I'm hoping it's not because she actually picked him, and I'm even though we are not love of the relationship, we wish them the best, and hopefully it actually works, and hopefully they can be really in love and be good together. Mm-hmm. But I think we're just thinking of what we've seen.
Brandon was like, dude, I wish you guys the happiness. Like, I also wrote down another thing he said. He's just, like, full of, like, amazing quotes. Yeah, but he said something like, when Caitlin asked him, like, hey, like, are you still in love with her? Mm-hmm. Whatever. He answered so well. He said that he will always love and care for her, but it's not respectful for him to love her that way anymore because he wants her to have the best with Nate.
Yeah.
Again, self-sacrificing to the end.
Mm-hmm. He was
he's just classy to the end. Guy.
That, my friends, is live. That's not edited. So, you know.
Yeah. There is nothing wrong to say to Brandon. Yeah. I think the only thing wrong is that he didn't push himself to be a little bit more mysterious for her to be more involved with him. Mm-hmm. He was too available to overlook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, and that sometimes is so hard in a human relationship that we are so confusing as humans, as person, as people, that we want what we cannot have. We want the things that are not available. We want the things that are not there for us. Why? I don't know. Because if somebody's there for you, willing to give you everything, willing to be that person for you, you are like, oh, bye. I want this guy that is going to beat me. Mm-hmm. And like,
but we're not saying Nate.
No,
yes.
No, please, no.
No. I get what you're saying.
No. I'm just saying in general, in people. And I'm not saying people want that. It's just like, it's so fucked up how our brain and things work. And it's not just with people. It's also with material things. You know, sometimes they say you have an iPhone and an Android. You all just are like, oh, iPhone is better. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's just we are just like, this is more expensive, so this is better. Or like, you know, it's so fucked up in this type of things, psychologically. Yeah.
Psychologically. But
anyway, let's move on into our final thing, Nate. How do you feel about Nate?
The winner about Nate.
Well, I think we already kind of expressed some of the things about Nate. But I mean, again, it could be like the editing that they did. But I just feel like he didn't seem emotionally mature to me. No. And I know I'm judging that based off of the way that he spoke. But he spoke, to be quite frank, kind of like a rapper like Chris Brown a little bit. He's just like every word he said, you know. He called people bro. He was,
you know.
He's like, you know. And what else did he say?
The best. What did he say to the mom?
Oh, he was like, I don't take love seriously. I mean, I do.
And we get it, he's nervous. I get it, you're nervous, but like
that's the wrong thing to say.
You're done.
I mean, it's funny because the mother was like, I'm not really feeling it with Nate. She's like, I'm all about feeling, and I feel it with Brandon, but not with Nate.
No,
I mean,
it's just
her mom couldn't lie. She didn't have that same feeling.
You can't edit that out. She said that at some point in the filming process.
And she meant it.
In the end, who are we to judge Nate? We don't know Nate. We don't know Nate at all.
If you're basing it off of the words that they showed us.
Yeah. If we're going to base it off the show.
He wasn't the right choice.
I don't know. I don't know how we feel about him. Should he have been the winner?
I just find it hard that someone who's a teacher with her intellect would be attracted to a personality of someone who doesn't seem to be like the smartest, brightest person.
In Nate's defense, he is educated. He did go to college. He is a graduate. Like, he has his bachelor's in business administration. It's not like he's not educated.
I don't think it's about him being smart or not. She was just in love with the way he looks.
I think it's the looks.
I think it's the looks.
But I personally think Brandon's actually cuter. But
yes,
that's just
yes.
Because
but
his personality is so beautiful.
I actually physically think he's more good looking. He's, do you not too?
I think he is.
But I think his personality.
I think it's the looks. It's like
the looks to her.
Because if he
right.
was
for her.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
her.
Of course it's
for
about her.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
her. That's why I say, like, if you bottle that if dude's pheromones, she would lick it. Like, that's how into it she
I
is.
I feel like if Nate had the way Brandon act, she would have the perfect man. You know, like, yeah. that's the perfect man for her.
Yeah.
But, you yeah. know, it's just...
I don't see him in a school classroom atmosphere. Like, her family was awkward. Even his own stepdad was like... Dude, oh. kid
he
is
was
not
my favorite.
Ready.
He's my
kid
favorite.
He's my
yeah,
favorite.
I like,
like
Nathaniel's not ready for marriage.
Nathaniel, his facial expressions.
And like, honestly, you guys, like, if you haven't watched After the Final Rose, look at stepdad's reactions because, like, you can see inside so his good. Mind literally what he's saying. He's like, "This is the worst thing that's ever."
It's
this is
so good.
He's like "This is gonna be a nightmare.
Yeah,
like, this is not
Nathaniel
gonna end well."
Nathaniel really put me in this. Uh-huh. How dare like, you, Nathaniel?
And so I'm glad that we brought this up because now going to another question I have for all of you. Is it possible, and I think it is possible, but I want your guys' opinions. Is it possible to like get married and everything when you have like zero experience in relationships and with love, which is what Nate's experiences were?
I think you can mm-hmm. because I think it can mm-hmm. be how you can grow with a person and you can keep connecting and making those mm-hmm. new experiences into a new scale mm-hmm. and becoming a greater love. The problem is I feel like he in my opinion, I don't know, mm-hmm. I don't think he was ready to have those experiences. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I don't want to judge. I don't want to feel like I'm just attacking him because mm-hmm. I'm not. It's just, I feel like he was there to be famous.
Yeah.
I feel like he's the only one of the three N people who was there to be famous. I feel like he's the one who just wanted to, yeah. you know, be the next bachelor. Yeah. So I don't think he wanted to be the best bachelor.
I think, like, a perfect example of how I feel exactly how you do is his thing that he thought was like reassurance to her was when he said, "I only brought two suits because I never thought I would like get this far," yeah. which to me that's a ginormous red flag
Same.
Because to me that says
I'm going to go
you
to bachelor in paradise.
You didn't want to get married. You didn't go for a serious relationship. You just came for a good time,
right.
And that's what he even said when he was like when the mom asked him like, "How does he feel about Michelle?"
Nothing to say.
He said, "We're just fun. We just have a lot of
yeah.
fun." He just seems like he's a good time guy. F boy.
I was going to say, like, also when... Didn't the mom ask him, like, "Are you ready to move to Minnesota? Like, where do mm-hmm. you see each other?" And he said no, right?
No, he didn't say no.
He was all about adventure. Adventure. He's on this
okay.
adventure thing.
Okay.
It wasn't something that reassuring or
right.
concrete. It's something that you don't want.
Because
your
when the mom asked Brandon, he was like, "Yes, I'm ready to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I'm ready
like,
to go.
Tomorrow.
I'm move, yeah.
And like, I'm sorry, but I feel like when you want to get married, buy a house, have children, you, like, yes, you want to have adventure, but I feel like she wants stability. She doesn't want to, like,
adventure
go
is
jet
not your first.
Like,
right.
Adventure
right.
is not your first thought.
Mm-hmm. No.
Adventure is like your second thought. Like, it's like,
yeah.
we right. have established this amazing thing. Let's go explore everything. Let's
mm-hmm.
do a run with
to
each
me,
other.
Adventure sounds like he's like, "Sign me up for Bachelor in Paradise."
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't know. I
yeah.
really didn't like that. And mm-hmm. that was and I also just felt like they were, yes, they have a great physical connection. And it's not like he's the only guy that they showed making out with her on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
The show is always full of that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how they don't get mono or COVID. But regardless, like, I felt like they spent most of their time just, like, making out with each other and hardly talking. So I was like...
But, I mean, that's what the show showed us, so...
Yeah,
yeah
they do that a lot.
Saw.
And again, we mm-hmm. don't know. They might have had, like...
Amazing
conversations. Meaningful conversations for all we know.
But
we don't know.
That's the thing,
yeah.
that we don't know all of
mm-hmm.
those parts, you
yeah.
know? And, like, that's the hard thing to be able to actually have, like, a better opinion or, like, a better thing. Because we don't really fully see the 24/7. We only see 30 seconds.
15 minutes.
of them actually interacting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
and exactly. It could be the moment that is drama, or it could, yeah, you know, so it's just so hard to see a full relationship.
Yeah. It's hard to judge or say anything. Yeah.
I mean, again, we wish them the best. I still feel like,
so you answered the question.
Yeah.
We went off on tangents, but like, so good. What are your guys' thoughts
My
on that?
Thoughts on having experience before getting into
with like relationships or just being in love, like if you haven't had any of those experiences, like do you have a good chance to be successful?
I think that every person is different. Every uh-huh. person True. In finding mm-hmm. Finding love is very different. Not one person's the same. So what works for one person probably does not work for the other. This hits home because
our parents
were their first love, were their first mm-hmm. everything. So for
and
them, it worked.
Still together.
For them, it worked. They're happily married 28 years.
That's
for them,
amazing.
It works. So every person to find love, every person to find marriage is a mm-hmm. different route. Story. There's no mm-hmm. right or wrong way to find love. It's mm-hmm. whatever it's destined for you.
And that's really all in God's hands. I like that. And I think I agree with you about that. I think when it becomes super important, if you haven't had experience with like being in love or just having a lot of relationships, you have to really know yourself. Like you have to have done mm-hmm. a lot of self-evaluation and like learning to like love yourself and just know like what you want so that you can like literally analyze yourself when you do finally fall in love, to know like, is it real or if it's just like a feeling of infatuation that you maybe haven't felt before, and to not confuse that with real love.
Yep.
And so that's why I think it takes a lot of emotional maturity and strength.
Mm-hmm.
And just to like round out that whole thought about like the Bachelor franchise and this particular topic, I want to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, mm-hmm. baby. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. this is a thing important. That's pissed me off that's for a long time. Gus will tell you, because I feel like it's so hypocritical of the show. They often like zone in on like the people who are like virgins. Maybe they're lying. Maybe they're truthful. I actually think some of them have been. And they make this huge deal. And it's so annoying. They're mm-hmm. like, how can you like marry someone like as a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've had no experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we need to like look at it like how we just talked about love. Like everybody's experiences are different. Like I do believe that you could save yourself from marriage and like mm-hmm. be successful in it. Like you don't need to have sexual experiences necessarily.
And
like
it's different to find a successful
it's
marriage.
It's different for yeah. everyone. And I just yeah. feel like sometimes the show is so confused about like yeah. what is real and what makes a great and healthy relationship mm-hmm. sometimes.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're just like, if I don't have sex with you, then how do I know if we're going to, like, be good in marriage? Or if I don't jump off this mountain mm-hmm. or out of a plane mm-hmm. with you, yeah. we must not be good together. I'm like, right. what the hell? You guys yeah. need some therapy, exactly. like, for real.
Exactly.
It just goes to show how our society has really shifted how we see relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think how a lot of things are not long-term or what's the next best thing. And mm-hmm. a lot of things are just like, oh, for the time being or short-term. And so
for
that
now,
goes into relationships
now, yeah.
and that goes into why everything in this show is, I feel like it's constructed by.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to take, oh, let's find love on a show and compete and jump off planes and to see if we're compatible. Like it doesn't really match, but it's entertaining. It's entertaining, but again, once mm-hmm. we start doing the real life thing, like emotions and like mm-hmm. investing and being vulnerable and in getting the families involved, that's where it's a little like, oh my God, it's a little effed up. It really is. It's
like,
because
me,
it just seems like games.
Up. It cracks me up that they're like hooking up left and right, and mm-hmm. then they like freak out. They're like, it's hometown. And now I have to meet.
Yeah,
I have
but
to
I
meet
saw
your
you
parents.
Naked.
But I had your penis in my vagina.
Yeah,
but that's no big deal.
But now I'm scared to meet your parents. Like,
I feel
yeah.
like it's not only that. It's also the thing that we were talking about, like, their love yous.
Yeah.
It's like
right.
they are so
to
afraid
that.
To say I love you, but they are not afraid to have it deep inside.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like
it doesn't make sense.
It's so
doesn't make sense.
I feel
it's
like
so
people
twisted.
Are. I feel like people are
like,
afraid to come.
Again, we are not saying that Michelle did this. It's just
no.
It's
this
in general.
Our general idea.
She's actually the first Bachelor or Bachelorette in a very long time that I felt like she handled the fantasy suites so classy. There wasn't any insinuation that anything mm-hmm. happened. There wasn't any insinuation that something did. Mm-hmm. You didn't know, and I liked it.
And that's the perfect moment, yeah.
I was, like, so refreshing because, like, it shouldn't be our business who you hook up with.
Right.
You shouldn't be telling me who you hooked up with. And your parents are watching. Your grandparents are watching.
Her students.
Like, let's class this up a little bit. Yeah, and when, like, they announced her as a bachelorette, I was so nervous because, like, I knew she was a teacher. I was like, oh, my gosh, these poor children. But she handled it so well.
She did.
Other than the making out stuff, like, but they all do that.
That's normal, yeah.
They all do that, you know. So I was happy that, like, you know, we don't know, and I hope that we continue to not know. Right. And that's why I'm disappointed by Clayton, because, like, the previews for the
next Bachelor
said so much. Because, like, he was, like, the little kid's favorite in the classroom.
That episode, by the way, is our favorite episode, the one with the kids. It's super cute,
and, like,
episode.
I had such high hopes for him.
Right.
And
such
now
a high hope.
I'm crushed. Like,
yeah,
and it's not like he's a bad guy. It's just he probably went
too much too fast.
Yes, too much too fast, and it went too deep into his brain. Probably, like, you know, when you have 30 women and, like, falling in love with 30 women and, like, falling in love and just being like, you know, this is my moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know.
And
to
be honest, he probably isn't the first. He's just the first one to verbally admit it to them.
Yeah.
Right. I don't. We've never had a problem with Clayton being the next bachelor. We saw this so much hate with him
that's
being the
ridiculous.
Next, which is ridiculous because that's not how we felt about it. We were so we were so
this
for
dude
it.
Is
like
the best dad ever. Like future dad.
Yeah, like we were so for it. Like it was odd to see the mixed reactions towards that too. Which is, I don't know why people would.
And, like,
throw hate towards
we're
that.
Gonna watch and find out, but, like, it seems like they already gave away a lot in the preview.
They gave away
way too much.
Because you already know who the three top are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Literally. Right.
So it's
and
like,
they seem kind of.
It's that one, it's that girl without a fingernail, too, on top of her.
Oh,
if you see it,
she's
not a fingernail. Just saying.
And being a girl, you know how bad that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but that's that.
So this just made me think of a night. Like, we're definitely gonna keep talking about Bachelor, like, stuff in the future. And I want to make a cocktail next time we do it. So I wish I would have made us, like, a cocktail that was called The Vulnerable. We're all over 21.
Oh. We're all over 21 in this group.
So maybe we'll just have them in the next episode, even if we're not talking about that.
Sounds good.
And then, like, we'll make up a cocktail for Clayton season two. Who knows what it'll be called? Maybe it'll be called Slut or something. But
the women, they're not shy to say things. They go for it.
Yeah.
They start screaming. So
stay tuned for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor cocktail names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blindsided.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good name.
Blindsided.
The
Blindsided.
I like it.
It's you where you least
so
expect
many
it.
Things. So
is
many
there
things.
Anything
I feel like,
else?
I feel like we could keep talking about this forever.
Oh, I could
forever.
Talk about this shit for days.
You know,
for
I don't know. We're whatever. Very passionate about this show, but I think it's very entertaining and we're still going to watch it, regardless of how we feel about it.
Yep.
Sad truth is, we're still going to watch it.
Because I think, you know, humans are never going to stop being fascinated by love and all different types of love and just, like, watching people's experience with
drama.
It.
Yeah. And how,
like,
people handle things.
I feel like that's how the whole United States feel about it. Like, this is so fucked up, but I'm going to keep watching it.
I think that's how we all feel,
like,
right?
Yeah, even though you know that you don't want to see it, you want to see it.
Right.
Yes.
It's so crazy.
It's
how
it's sad. Yes, it is crazy.
Do you think Colton will be the first gay bachelor?
I don't think they're going to bring him back.
Yeah,
I think,
like,
that guy has had enough screen time, guys. I think we should let it rest.
It's not that I don't. I really like the dude, and I respect him for coming out. And so that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I think just because he so publicly humiliated Cassie, I think it wouldn't be right if they, like,
reward him. I mean,
they can
again,
find another another guy.
I think
to represent.
They need to do it. They need to start a gay bachelor, or you know, in both.
Mm-hmm.
Woman and man, like, it definitely needs to start because it's time. Like, come on, like, why are you not doing this?
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably not gonna bring Colton back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
And, like, he has his own show now in Netflix and things.
Oh, he's in a relationship, if I'm not mistaken.
So I hope him the best, and I hope he gets the closure and things that he needs to keep growing. And I think he's doing it. We watched a couple episodes of his coming out Colton.
Yeah.
And it seems like he really is going through the work. And I bet, I mean, 29 years of suppressing who you truly are.
So sad.
It's so sad. And, like, if you are doing it, please don't. Like, come out. Like, there is nothing wrong with you. Nothing. And if people don't accept you, you don't want those people next to you anyways. You want people that are going to be there for you. You want people who are going to love you for who you truly are.
Right.
Because who you truly are is who we want.
At the end of the day, you have this one life. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is the show. And you don't have another opportunity. So live your life the way you want to.
Exactly.
That's it.
And I'm also, like, looking forward to, like, I feel like it's time for them to have a Latino bachelorette or bachelor or
Asian.
That would be
so
exciting.
They have never once had either one. And I think it's
time. Diversity. She's beautiful. Yes. It's a great thing. I think it's a wonderful thing. It'd be a learning experience too. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for that.
It's time. It's time for that.
It's time for so many things, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they are just so afraid of what people are gonna say, but it's like, go for it.
Right.
If you're not gonna take that step,
exactly.
People are probably gonna end up not watching it.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, if we keep seeing the same old, we're never gonna learn as a society. We're just never gonna learn. If we're not providing that for people to get educated on diversity, on everything, we're never gonna know.
Yeah.
We're just never gonna know. So.
For sure.
Yep. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
And also, by the way, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hope you guys are having a fantastic.
Yes. Stay safe.
Yes. Stay safe. Please stay safe.
Please stay safe, guys.
Stay safe. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to have way more of these, like, exclusive episodes of The Bachelor.
Yes.
If you guys want other shows that you think would be interesting to talk about, please let us know in the comments. Let us know. Rate us. Yeah. We will be super, super happy to do it. We will be delighted.
Yes.
Totally.
Give us ideas.
We like lots of shows, like.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
We have a lot of opinions, as you can tell.
We do.
Probably too many.
Yes.
Check us out on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You know what? We have it. We're on everything. Meta.
Tell your friends.
Spotify, Apple Music,
Google Cast.
And don't just watch people, like, subscribe.
That would be lovely. Rate.
All it takes is like a little tiny effort of your finger to do it.
Just go.
Everything is free.
Yes.
Oh, everything is free.
So
you heard
please.
That?
Mm-hmm. You heard
everything
that.
Everything is free.
Mm-hmm. So please, just it will mean the world to us to support us. Happy holidays and hope to see you in the next episode.
See you in the next episode. Everybody.
Will it be next year that we see you?
No. We still have one more episode.
Okay.
More.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Yep. All right. Peace out.
Peace out. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at Nobody You Know _podcast. See you next time.